Can I move with this? Because I've got to move a little bit. Okay, let's see. I don't want to mess with it. Can I take it out? Oh, good. Yeah, now I can move. Before I start with my story, I want to say to you that it's not a somber story. So this ain't no somber story. I don't want you to leave and say it was a sad story. But it's not a happy story. So we're going to call it somber joy. Is that okay? So when you leave here, I want to say that man told a somber joy story. I had a wonderful family. And I call my family a beautiful tragedy because my mom... That's not the joke yet. My mom and dad, they had a great love affair. Teenagers. My dad's from Georgia, ran away from a farm. My mom in New York, he went to New York, met her. He's a great athlete, not well-schooled, but kind, great heart. My mom the same way, honest, loving, open-minded, the best. Great, beautiful couple. My father had to take us to the next level, the pressure of being a father, and he turned to boxing. He became a professional boxer, one of the best. He was undefeated, broke his thumb, took 2 years off, and when he came back, he lost his next three fights and the downward spiral. Driving here today, I was wondering, is there any time it's an upward spiral? Because I want to get with that one day. And he started to drink. So this is my best friend, my idol. I'm his number one fan. And I see my father drinking and then starting to abuse my mom. I was the step-up child. That means the child that steps up when dad is doing his thing, getting crazy. I had a brother, 1 year older, and a sister. And I had to protect them and my mom. So my nights were spent waiting for my father to come home, wondering whether he'd be drinking or not, waiting to hear the madness, and then running downstairs, confronting my dad, and knowing the places where I would run outside. And it was a whole plan, okay? How am I going to stop him, get away? Then I have school tomorrow where I'm the smiling Andre. Everything's great. So that was a lot. That was years and years of doing that. And until one night my dad came home and he knew I was getting older. And I had had enough and I confronted him. And he had hidden a knife underneath the wicker chair. I never forget it. The cushion of the wicker chair. And he took the knife and he went like that. And something, I don't know, I didn't flinch. I looked at him again and he did it again and I didn't flinch. And that was the end of our relationship. The next week or sometime after that, he let me know. And this was his biggest dagger he could throw at me because he loved me. He was my friend. He was a fan. I was a good little athlete. He loved coming to my games. This was a sad moment. And he said, look at here, man. We poor. You ain't going to be able to go to college. I was in 10th grade. When my dad said that to me, I was calm. Immediately it wasn't my brain, it wasn't my heart, I guess it was my soul. I'm looking, I said, you got to figure something out quick. And I was a good athlete, but I was small, so I couldn't get a scholarship. I'm in 10th grade for basketball or football. I was about 105 pounds. Real small. And I decided wrestling. They have weight classes. You know? So it can be 91, 85, 105. I said, that's my ticket. From that, when I made that decision, you know when they say fake it until you make it? What happens when you have to fake something and you don't even know what you're faking, but you know you got to make it? So now in my mind, I'm going to get a scholarship in 2 years to go to college to become a wrestler. Never wrestled before, never liked wrestling. They were a different creatures. So I went out for the team, but I had this plan. Okay, you're scared, you know nothing, but you have to get to college. I know these wrestlers talk about losing weight. They call it sucking weight. So I'm going to put on a lot of clothes, a lot of sweats. First day of practice, you know, when you meet everybody, I started jogging around, and I had my hood on. And they said, what you doing, Miller? I said, I'm sucking weight. I think about it now, but that is me in this life. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I'm sucking weight. And so I find out that the lowest weight class is 85 pounds. I weigh 105. So now I've got to really suck weight. So you know what happens. You create these visions, and you have to fit into them somehow. So now I've got to lose weight, get down to 85, and become a wrestler. But in my mind, I was already there. I already had the scholarship. I was in college. I was the first one from my family to make it to college. I'm going to hold it down. I'm already there. What was my record that year, you think?
Undefeated.
Yes! 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 10-0. It wasn't me. Somebody knew this man has to get to where he has to go. I was so emaciated. I would crave. I knew nothing. I was unaware about losing weight, so I wouldn't eat anything. I would chew my food, spit it out in the garbage, but I would make weight. I knew nothing about wrestling. I'd make weight and then get these O. Henry bars, the giant O. Henry bars that my friends were selling, and just eat them. And then when I would go out there, I guess I was so crazy, you know? I didn't know any moves, you know, because wrestling, you're supposed to know moves, and I was just so, you know, aggressive and crazy that, you know, but by the time I was 10-0, I wasn't a wrestler. I was 10-0. So as time goes on, I start to learn moves. I make it to college. I get a scholarship to go to college. Thank you. And now my parents are divorced, or they're not legitimately divorced. You know how it goes. They're separated, and that's a long story. But I'm in college now, and I'm becoming one of the best wrestlers in the United States. You know, it's no exaggeration. You can look it up. You can goggle it, they call it. And did you hit that tambourine yet? You did? I told you to hit it with some African flavor, didn't I? I said, I will not respond if you do that. Did you hit? When did she hit it? You know, chicka-ching, chicka-ching, chicka-ching. Anyhow, on my most important wrestling event in Iowa, this is 60,000 fans, and I'm going to become one of the best wrestlers in the United States. My dad and mom travel out to Iowa, and they're late. My coach comes up to me and says, your parents are here. I just won my first two matches to become All-American. And my dad comes walking in, and this is when it gets serious. He looks around, and this is, you got to remember, this is a kid from Sandersville, Georgia, who didn't really have a great shot. He didn't even know his son got into wrestling. We had been so detached by that point. He looks around, and he said, you did all this, man? And for me, it felt like he was saying, is it all right now, Andre? And I want to say, it's not perfect, but it's definitely all right, Dad. And I'm carrying the baton, the place that you were broken. I'm doing my best to carry it further. And I think everybody in the audience has had an experience similar to that. So let's just keep carrying the baton.